Please welcome Australia's lounge lizard, live in concert, Mr. Ostentation! The Aboriginal word for Italians. You know, I've been arrested and convicted in Western Australia and Queensland because apparently my act is an affront to prevailing community standards. Well, I'd like to check the prevailing community standard right here tonight. Okay, who's fucked their grandmothers? Who's fucked somebody else's grandmother? Who gave me $10 to fuck my grandmother? Well, I can safely say the prevailing standards of decency right here tonight are fucked. Isn't nature amazing, Murray Farquhar? You know why we speak through our mouths and shit through our asses? Because if it was the other way around, we'd all want to be Premier of Queensland. Jamie Jockey Peterson reckons the sun comes out of his ass. That's bullshit. I know his son and he wouldn't fucking fit. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Queensland, then again I like slamming my cock in car doors. And eating my own shit. You know the difference between Queensland and yogurt? Yogurt's got an active culture. You're driving through the middle of town, you stop at the traffic lights, 5 tons of concrete comes flying through the roof of your car. I mean, that's fucking heavy. Billy McMahon, the ex-Prime Minister, just had one of his ears cut off due to skin cancer. It's improved his memory tremendously. Now everything goes in one ear and fucking stays there. Ronald Reagan reckons he's licked his cancer. If I had a cancerous tumour in my bowel, there's no way I'd fucking lick it. Telecom have introduced a new service for deaf people. They dial the time and it says, look at your fucking watch, dickhead. My sister's a feminist prostitute. She had her hand surgically removed and sewn on back to front so she can rub men up the wrong way. Rock Hudson's latest picture. It's called Back Passage to India. Put a cow's cunt on your head and get a bull to fuck some sense in there. You know what really happened to that Japan Airlines plane? The pilot used to work for Air New Zealand. He thought Fujiyama was fucking Mount Erebus. They've got a new trendy cemetery in Sydney. It's called Club Dead. Their slogan is for the time of your afterlife. I am getting really pissed off with the prevalence of light beer. New Swan, extra, 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 extra light beer. You can drink 3,752 cans and still be under the legal limit. Doesn't matter though, after 3,752 cans, you can't get in your fucking car anyway. You ever been into a Chinese restaurant? You notice how the Chinese people get the best food? I said to the waiter, I want what they've got. The cook came out and slit the corners of my eyes. You gotta think about it, Murray Farquhar's. I went out with the Australian dollar for a while. It was great going out with something guaranteed to go down on you at least 3 times a fucking day. Thank you, I deserve that. You know what makes me chuck? People who give their kids names like Sky, Sunshine, Rainforest, Bulldozer. If I have a kid, I'm going to call it dog shit. Because the little fucker will always be under my feet. I can hear it now, the pitter-patter of tiny feet as I use it to train greyhounds. But what really pisses me off... Settle down. What really pisses me off are vegetarians. You are what you eat. Who wants to look like a fucking lentil? Lentils, Jesus Christ, I've seen more appetising stuff in a baby's nappy. And tastes better too. And yoghurt, That's just fucking milk with herpes. What's wrong with eating meat? They reckon you can't digest it. That's crap. You just gotta take the plastic off first. And the same dickheads are into meditation, looking deep inside themselves. I tried it, what a waste of fucking time. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, look up your asshole with a mirror. And astral travelling, that's travelling without your body. You get to India, you get diarrhea without an asshole, you're in deep shit. Astrology's a real wank too, predicting where Pluto is at the precise moment of birth. Everyone knows he's on the nursery wall with fucking Donald Duck. That's another thing these dickheads are into. Natural childbirth. That's where the doctor bites through the umbilical cord without sauce. And for the next 15 years, the man takes as much responsibility for the kid as the woman. Fuck all. That's how incest starts. Mum's out, the tin lid's ballin'. You can't find the dummy. You gotta stick something in her, pal. I saw this t-shirt the other day. It said, if you love something, set it free. If it doesn't come back to you, hunt it down and fucking kill it. And now Bob answered for budget car rentals.
Because my father hated my guts, I hate everybody else. That's why I like to take my bitterness out of my staff by getting them to do pointless and degrading things. Recently, I suggested to our budget executives that they jerk each other off before work every morning.
It hasn't done them any harm. And it's all part of the same philosophy that has all our staff spending one day a month fucking a donkey. Budget drives your donkey further. Now, I've got a reputation for tastelessness that far exceeds Russell Hinn's. And there aren't many subjects I wouldn't extract gallons of piss from. But when it comes to starvation in Ethiopia, I reckon that's a little close to the bone. Now, there are a lot of comedians working the circuit with absolutely no compassion who'd come out and tell you jokes like, Ethiopia, the country where fat people are thin on the ground, where it's a status symbol to fart. Where Karen Carpenter is known as Fatso. Flies are dying like people. Where the people sleep with their fingers in their noses so nobody can steal their fucking breakfast. They tell you about the Ethiopian bloke who fell into a river full of piranhas. He ate 10 of them before they could drag him out. Well, that just isn't my style. They tell you about the Ethiopian version of Perfect Match, where the winners get to eat each other. Just like in the local version. You know, Bob Geldof's latest project is to raise $1,000,000,000 to buy every Ethiopian a fucking record player. Bob Hawke reckons the whole problem could be solved if the Ethiopians could just get together in the spirit of consensus, pool their resources, build a 12-meter yacht, and challenge for the America's Cup. Margaret Thatcher's solution was to send them thousands of photographs of herself so nobody would feel like fucking eating. Ian Sinclair sent them a telegram that said, get a job, you pinko Arab doll bludgers! Disneyland's building a whole new section, Ethiopia Land, the hungriest kingdom of them all! Rowena Wallace went over there, she's after a Logie for best actress in a famine-stricken area. Hollywood's planning a new mini-series to be set in Ethiopia. It's called Lifestyles of the Poor and Insignificant. I reckon it's pointless sending food to the Ethiopians. They'll just eat it. And it's gone. What we should send them are things that'll last. Mrs. Nebel kitchens. Dinner sets. Cookbooks. American Express cards. Land Rover, so they can get the fuck out of there. You know, an Ethiopian dies of starvation every 90 seconds. Well, I've had a great idea. Let's turn our watches back a couple of hours and save a whole fucking village. We'll turn them forward 2 days and solve the whole fucking problem. Meatloaf does Ethiopia. Yeah. Devoured by his fans. You know, Australia's first astronaut went up in the latest space shuttle. He's wearing high-pressure T-shirt and stubbies, impact-resistant terry-toweling hat, anti-gravity thongs, and he's taking a paper bag in case he feels rocket sick. And of course, Bob Hawke wants to find out the effects of space travel on hairstyle. To see if he's as popular in the stratosphere as he is in his own brain. If the astronaut's successful, the Australian government's going to get involved and build the first Australian space shuttle. It'll be a low-budget one, made of fibro. A three-bedroom fibro space shuttle based on housing commission plans. But, of course, your average fibro home can't handle temperatures of over 15,000 degrees. So the fuckwits are going in winter. You know, it takes an awesome amount of power to lift a three-bedroom fibro space shuttle into the stratosphere. So scientists are about to come up with the most powerful lifting device in Australia. Six purple Valiant Chargers rusted together at the bottom of us. Driven by 18-year-old Italians on peacocks. More thrust than 10 Mercury rockets. And about the same fucking fuel consumption. In the American shuttle, the toilet alone cost over 10 million bucks. The Aussie shuttle's got a much cheaper solution. An outside toilet. Flying Aussie turds will be the latest hazard in outer space. One small step from mankind, one giant leap. Oh, shit! Any scares in the night? Yeah. Come on, any scares in the night? Well, I reckon skiing's fucked. Well, think about it. They spend millions of dollars building chairlifts to take people all the way up to the top of the mountain. And all the fuckers want to do is come straight back down again.
I go down faster.
That's the sort of dickhead thinking that's given us politicians. Here's some great advice. If you want to break your legs and get frostbite, fuck in the fridge. Well, think of all the money you can save and all that useless equipment and shit. What use are a pair of skis in the real world? Unless you get together with 27 other dickheads and build a fence. And those spastic ski boots. The only possible use for them is they can use a handicapped parking space. The only reason I'd climb a mountain is to fuck a Tibetan. In fact, I know a much cheaper way of sliding downhill fast. 5 grams of cocaine a fucking day. You know, shut up or put my hand in my pocket and strangle your twin brother to death. I remember my first beer too, fuckface. Now, I'd like to know why so many of us are freaked out about nuclear war. Personally, I think it's a great idea. Look on the bright side. Just think, there'll be no more racial strife, because the whole world will be one great big fucking melting pot. Men and women will finally be equal in every way. Interest rates will probably level off. No more French atomic tests in the Pacific. An end to Mormons knocking on your doors on Saturday. You get to sleep in forever. Sun lamps will be redundant. You'd feel like a real fuckwit if you bought one. Everyone will get an all-over tan. Everyone will get an all-through tan. Even your pancreas will look like it spent 2 weeks in the fucking Bahamas. Your pancreas probably will spend 2 weeks in the fucking Bahamas. That's another thing. Air travel will be available to everyone at no cost whatsoever. We'll get to go to the four corners of the world. All at the same time, too. But the best thing about nuclear war is that we won't have to live under the threat of nuclear war anymore. And as a pacifist, I can't fucking wait. Doesn't it amaze you that wherever the Pope goes in the world, he manages to acquaint himself with a local language? Well, here he's coming out to Australia. Well, get off the plane. Fuck the tarmac. Well, if you weren't allowed to fuck people, you'd fuck tarmac too. G'day! How you spotsteds going? Getting any? Stone the crows! Am I buggered after the trip from Dagoland? I don't want to piss in your pockets. But I'm as happy as a pig in shit to be here in a god zone to ride no worries, mate. Take an echo at my lady bag of fruit. Lash as a rat with a gold tooth, hey? Well, I'm not one to point the bone, but the local sky pilots have dogged on all you smart asses who spend the bloody Sabbath fart-assing around at parties trying to get your ends in. Root me rigid. You better pull your fingers out or you'll be up shit creek with the big bloke. This is rigid itch. Dead set though. I want to have a chinwag about all the freckle punches. Horses hooves. Cheek parters and turd burglars. Twanging their wires from here to whoop whoop. Give those freckle punches the ass, so to speak. I didn't come down in the last shower, and I don't want to bang it on, but fair dinkum. I am the bloody Pope. You may think I know fuck nothing, but in fact I know fuck all.